Moncrief on News Talk.
I'm John Robbins.
I'm Andy Zaltzman.
I'm Matthew Bainton.
I'm Maisie Adam.
I'm Sam Campbell. I was in Taskmaster Series 16.
Champion of Season 17.
Champion of Series 18.
Series 19 champion.
Champion of Series 20 of Taskmaster.
There you go, that's Taskmaster Champion of Champions. It's on tonight at 9 p.m. on Channel 4. James Dempsey's here to whiz us through some shows that are going to be appearing over the Christmas period. So this is the ultimate Taskmaster, is it?
This is their version of an All-Stars episode where you might get returning people who, you know, didn't quite make it to the top in other shows. This time around in Taskmaster, the way they do it is they gather the previous five seasons victor and have them compete against each other. And like, the thing about Taskmaster is it is quite the machine at this point, right? They produce two full seasons of the show a year, along with some kind of Christmas special, usually called the New Year's Treat, where they get people to sign up for like less than they would have to if they weren't doing the real show. And it just works incredibly well as a product. It's a real incubator for Channel 4 to build talent. I mean, you just have to hire any number of relatively unknown comedians, maybe a seasoned veteran here and there, put them in front of the audience, get them to do silly things, and the audience absolutely loves it. And then that propels them on to further stardom. And here it just really works really, really well because you have people who are already good at the show, who understand the format of the show, who sit on the couch and say funny things.
Yeah, fair enough. So that's on tonight at 9 p.m. Channel 4. Tomorrow night on BBC One at 9 p.m. Stuffed.
This one appealed to me simply because of the, you know, the premise of the plot. So it comes from a writer named Ali Milligan, who wrote on this sitcom called Man Like Mobeen that stars Guz Khan, who is also the lead of this. It's about a family, the Farooqis, who, when they come into a little bit of money at Christmas time, make a trip to Lapland, like I'm sure several listeners have done or covet the future possibility of doing so, and only to then discover that the money that was coming there way has not come their way, and trying to figure out how to now make Lapland not crapland. I guess so. It just promised to be a kind of a classic father messes up Christmas and now needs to get out of hot water.
Right. Okay. So he like thought he had 20 grand, but yeah, it was only 200,
something like that.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And so is this just like is this from a series or is this just a one off?
No, this is a one off. Like the star Guz Khan, he's a long time collaborator with this writer Andy Milligan, who has a kind of really interesting IMDb. He has this like BAFTA award winning sitcom, but also created Ant and Dec, Saturday Night Takeaway, and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Okay.
So like he let's just say he knows his way towards a hit and a long standing one at that. This is a one off Christmas, like dramedy, I guess, is what we're looking at here. And I don't know if it'll break through to the kind of, you know, annual repeats echelons, but certainly for something a bit
Diverging. Okay, well, the fair juice to the Beeb for putting on something. And is this kind of movie length? Or
I think it's 1 hour.
1 hour.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Another one in a similar vein. This is on Christmas Eve on Channel 4, Finding Father Christmas at 7:30.
Yeah, I think the BBC and Channel 4 have kind of sewn it up this year for Christmas, for me anyway. So this comes from Mark Chappell, who's the writer of the really underrated Saoirse Ronan movie, See How They Run, and the forthcoming Bradley Cooper, Will Arnett, yet to be released, Is This Thing On? And it stars Lenny Rush, who actually I think is a veteran of the New Year's Treat in Taskmaster, along with many other people. And he plays a 16-year-old boy who absolutely and accurately believes in Father Christmas still, who has to convince his father, James Buckley, of the Inbetweeners, by hook or by crook, that, you know, old Saint Nick is really real out there and will go to any length to prove it. So you're looking at, again, a family comedy drama here.
Yeah, and this is an hour length?
Yeah,
hour
same.
And a half length, same thing.
That's the golden sweet spot.
Interesting that Channel 4 and BBC One are doing similar things. BBC Two on Christmas Eve at 10 p.m, The Room in the Tower. This is kind of spooky stories at Christmas.
Yeah, so I actually didn't even know that this existed, but it has existed since the 1970s that the BBC has run this anthology series called A Ghost Story for Christmas, where they make, you know, each Christmas some kind of ooky spooky Christmas event drama. And it was it probably died a death, and then it was brought back by Mark Gatiss of The League of Gentlemen and Sherlock and many other things. And here he is adapting a short story by E.F. Benson, starring Tobias Menzies and Joanna Lumley, as a man who has this recurring dream about being put in a room in a tower, which is why it's called The Room in the Tower.
Okay.
And this recurring dream goes on and on and on. I'm assuming a few other things happen in addition to him walking up a spiral staircase over and over and over again. But yeah, if you're looking for, you know, if you've had your fill of festive cheer and you want something else, you know, I think this is where to go.
It's an interesting concept, putting on something scary for Christmas.
Yeah.
You
can see how it's kind of counter-programming, you know, like people want something else.
Yeah. On BBC One on Christmas Day at 3:10, The Scarecrow's Wedding. Is this animated?
This is animated, yeah. So this, depending on if you've had children, let's say in this millennium, you might be familiar with Julia Donaldson, who is the writer of The Gruffalo and Room on the Broom, among many other long, you know, absolutely beloved picture books for very young children. And this is created by Samantha Cutler, who is an animator who has turned that into a half hour long animation. And the story is about two scarecrows. They are voiced by Irish talent. Had to get it in there somewhere, right? So Irish talent Jesse Buckley playing Betty O'Barley and Donald Gleason playing Harry O'Hay. I'm not sure if those...
This is hilarious. I've just interviewed a guy about a short film Donald Gleason has voiced. And the next item we're doing is a documentary that Donald Gleason... So this hour is sponsored by Donald Gleason for absolutely nothing. Sorry, continue,
that's
James.
Fine. So they are a beloved scarecrow couple who are getting married. And I think various things get in the way of them having a perfect wedding until they realise that really the important thing is love. And the other voices are Rob Brydon, Sophie Okonedo. It looks very cute. I mean, if, you know, depending on what time you have your Christmas dinner, if you want to just veg out on the couch or you want to keep young people very content and happy while the batteries are wasting in the toys that Santa has brought, this could be right up that alley.
That's a good cast, yeah. I must say. That's a very good cast. Right, this is Channel 4's penchant for sticking different shows together. The Great Christmas Bake Off Peep Show special. Here's a clip.
I know it's going to be fun, but I'm also pooing my pants.
Whisk the wet bowl ingredients until thick and foamy. Oh, mate, that's really early.
I forgot to put the actual bowl down. Oh, no, it's still happening. Which button is it? This is unbirthday cake because my favourite movie and book is Alice in Wonderland.
Do you want to make it
Where
fun,
are the
yeah?
strawberries?
Yeah. The strawberries are just going to be kicking about in the middle.
Right.
10 minutes. This is strawberries and cream Irish liqueur. Just check that it's not poisonous.
Pooing me pants is not a phrase you want to hear on Bake Off, really, somehow or another. Have they done this? Have they done a peep show version of this before?
No, they haven't. But David Mitchell has appeared on in the Bake Off tent before for Stand Up to Cancer. But obviously, I would say, particularly when they did the Derry Girls Does Bake Off at Christmas, it was such a huge hit. And really funny and really, really just well made that obviously if you take people who have starred together and have an affinity for each other and a rapport and are also very funny and then just put them into the stress of the tent, hilarity can arise.
Yeah.
Now, perhaps the biggest name attached is Olivia Colman. I mean, Oscar winner returning to her peep show roots along with David Mitchell. Robert Webb is not there, but Sophie Winkleman, half-sister of the traitors, Winkleman. Matt King as Super Hans and Izzy Sutty. I can't actually remember who the character she played, but she was Mark's love interest in a later season of of Peep Show. I think it's part of a bit of a nostalgia hit for people who loved Peep Show, which of course was a Channel 4 sitcom. I think it's going through some particular anniversary and it's just tying it all together. And look, as you said, yes, Channel 4 puts various shows in a blender. Sometimes it works. And if it works, they keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what else they could mix in, though. Well, I suppose we'll just see. Right, our next show, this is also on Christmas Day, 9:15. Kind of a spin-off, I suppose, of Motherland, Amanda Land. Here's a clip.
We'll have the perfect family Christmas at Aunt Jones.
Wow.
God, she's still got that.
Is it plastic? Didn't I just gift you that?
Yes!
And could you just clean out for tear stains?
Goosey, goosey, Amber!
I'm vegan.
I really think Amanda deserves to know.
What do I deserve to know?
Other people's Christmas is a mental.
Right. Okay. That's Amanda Lann. This is a one-off kind of, this is almost like, you know.
No, so Amanda Lann started as a sitcom, like a spin-off sitcom in February of this year, and was a huge hit for the BBC. It's already been renewed for a second season, which I assume we'll get on our screens around February again. So I'd imagine this is to try and build a bit of momentum for the second season of that, because obviously it's getting its, like, this is the primetime Christmas slot, 9:15 on BBC One, you know, that kind of like try to drum up a big audience type of scheduling. And you have Lucy Punch as Amanda, who was kind of the toxic perfect mother in Motherland, who's getting this spin-off this time around. Her mother in the show is played by Joanna Lumley, and in this Christmas special they're going to Auntie Joan's country pile, Auntie Joan being played by Jennifer Saunders. So it's an ab fab reunion,
right,
as well.
Yeah.
Let's just say we're playing all the greatest hits.
We are, really.
This Christmas. Yeah. But, you know, I think it promises to be funny, caustic, make fun of modern womanhood and motherhood and Christmas time. And look, who doesn't want to see John Alumni? And
yeah. Wasn't she in one of the other programs?
She was in the room in the tower.
Right. Okay. So she's getting a bit of work at Christmas time as well. I suppose for some people, at least, the big event will be the second part of the final series of Stranger Things.
Yeah, very much. So
so far, the first bit, what was your assessment of it?
Ultimately, my assessment of it is I find it somewhat unsatisfying to be watching feature length episodes of shows that doesn't really go anywhere. It's not that it isn't going anywhere. It's just that it hasn't taken me to somewhere that I didn't necessarily, or it hasn't given me the satisfaction in the first tranche of episodes. Right. Mm. So the Upside Down is exactly as you would expect it to be. There's a few monsters going around. Any character who has a name is so far still alive. Any character whose name I have no idea has been murdered violently by a monster man who appears to be able to do absolutely everything. I'm a bit unclear of kind of the universe that they've built, but will I watch every episode? Yeah. Yes, of course. It's like locked in at this point.
Yeah. And so it's how many episodes are going to drop?
So we're going to get, my understanding is we're getting three more on Stephen's Day.
Yeah.
And then the absolute finale comes on New Year's Eve.
Right. Okay. And those three episodes on Stephen, like, are they all an hour and a half long kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, I think they're definitely each longer than an hour. We're looking at like 70 minutes kind of each.
Oh, crikey.
So it promises to be a bit of a, like, a juggernaut, right?
That's a don't talk to your family, though.
But that's kind of what, you know, that's sort of what the Netflix and streaming model has done, is in they have diversified and fractured the audience that used to at Christmas be bound together watching one television as a family unit. Now we have screens coming out of every pocket imaginable.
Yeah,
so you can go to your room and, you know, get a bit of peace while watching teenagers get ripped to shreds by monsters.
There you go, Netflix destroying families since whenever it started. But are there? I assume there must be questions that still have to be answered.
Yes, as in, certainly the first, I think it was four that came out. Was it November at this point? Maybe it was early December, I can't remember. But when they came out, certainly it reintroduced characters we haven't seen in a while. They put into place kind of the time jump between the end of the last season and this, in which everyone in Hawkins has been isolated and contained, quarantined by the government. But again, it's just like, the first season was this kind of breakthrough show for Netflix that really helped to establish Netflix and put like young viewers at the center of it, even though it was made for adults. And now we're looking at it all these years later, and I just hope it can reach this satisfying conclusion, because for me so far it's kind of treading water. Look, it looks good, it's action-packed, but I can't say it's taken my breath away or surprised me or shocked me.
But we're not in Game of Thrones territory.
Absolutely not. It would be no, we're not in Game of Thrones territory, but like we're maybe in Lost territory.
Oh dear. That's not great territory. Right. Our final show, The Big Fat Quiz of the Year 2025, 9 p.m. at St. Stephen's Day on Channel 4. I suppose you could probably watch the one last year and it'd be pretty much the same.
I could not believe when I went to do my little investigating into the Big Fat Quiz of the Year, how long it's been on. It's been on for 21 years.
Wow.
Right? As in, it started in 2004 as this end of the year event. Like, you know, the comedy panel show is a staple of British television and its comedy wing in particular. And here they just take three groups of two comedians and fire questions about the year at them. for over a kind of 2 hour long block. And it works incredibly well, so much so that they've repeated it. Though at the same time, if you want a trip down real dodgy memory lane, have a look through the various now cancelled celebrities and comedians who have appeared across the last 21 years.
Which actually, begs the question, Jimmy Carr is still there?
Yeah, I know, right? He's holding on, I
direct
think.
From Saudi Arabia, he's kind of surviving that. Right, I'm going to run very quickly through all the shows we just talked about. Taskmaster Champion of Champion is on tonight at 9 p.m. on Channel 4. Stuffed, that's on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on BBC One. Finding Father Christmas is on 7:30 p.m. on Christmas Eve on Channel 4. The Room in the Tower, 10 p.m. on BBC Two on Christmas Eve. The Scarecrow's Wedding, that's at 3:10 on Christmas Day on BBC One. The Great British Bake Off Peep Show Special, that's 8 p.m. on Christmas Day on Channel 4. Amanda Land is on 9:15 on Christmas Day on BBC One. Stranger Things Volume 5, Volume 2. You can stream the next three episodes from St. Stephen's Day on Netflix. And the final one comes on New Year's Day. And the Big Fat Quiz of the Year 2025. That's 9 p.m. on Stephen's Day on Channel 4. James Dempsey, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas to you.
Same to you.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.